I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. If you've bought stocks in the gaming industry, chances are you're now holding a winning hand. Gaming industry stocks are soaring at double the rate of the broader stock market. That's helping the famous Las Vegas Strip to pull out of its post-9/11 recession. The news could lift the fortunes of one man in his struggle to revive an old-time casino located off the Strip. Flo Rogers of member station KNPR has this report.
That's set, dice route.
The Golden Gate is the oldest hotel casino in Las Vegas. It opened nearly a century ago in 1906 on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas. Mark Brandenburg is the president.
When you see in the movies with all the neon and the glitz, the old glitter gulch, this is where the gaming business started before the Strip ever existed.
In 1990, Mark bought out the owners of the Golden Gate, including his stepfather Italo Gelfi. A Stanford-educated lawyer, Mark bears little resemblance to casino bosses in the movies.
But the misperception is, frankly, that I hang out with showgirls and I have my pockets stuffed with $100 bills everywhere I go. That has not been the case so far, and I've been here more than a dozen years, but no, I don't. I feel like I spend half my time talking to lawyers as it is. I don't feel like I've ever gotten very far away from the legal profession, for good or ill.
Instead, he says, being a casino boss these days casts him as the corporate bean counter. When he took over the Golden Gate, he made a change to a long-standing Golden Gate tradition, the shrimp cocktail.
Take the very traumatic action of that time, after 32 years, to raise the price of our shrimp cocktail from 50 cents to 99 cents. We're losing nearly $300,000 a year on our shrimp cocktail, and made the decision we had to do something about that. I might say we find our customers were terribly understanding.
But over the years, there have been a lot fewer customers downtown. They've moved to the Strip, created in the 1940s on cheap land outside of city limits. Over the decades, with the development of the Mirage, Bellagio, Venetian, and Mandalay Bay, the Strip had become Las Vegas's glitzy center of gravity, putting downtown into a long, slow decline. But it's a decline that Mark and other downtown casino operators want to reverse.
Six, easy. Don't feel corner six.
There's a certain niche for us. For people that want to gamble, they want a true Las Vegas entertainment experience, but they just don't like the more synthetic and mega scale of the mega resorts on the Strip.
Movie nostalgia for the Rat Pack era and the different experience that smaller casinos can offer is downtown's current wager.
We're a lot like show business, so it brings people here. They have a romanticized view of the old days.
Will it be enough to change downtown's luck? Nostalgia recently inspired the founders of Travelscape.com to buy downtown's Golden Nugget Casino and to have Fox film a reality TV series there, to see if they can recreate that classic Vegas vibe.
They recognize that people like vintage Vegas, what real Las Vegas entertainment is all about. And they're going to be a blast.
In the end, though, Brandenburg says that even with new investment downtown, a new monorail that will eventually link Fremont Street with the Strip, his business is still a huge risk.
One of the things that you discover as a casino owner is that just because you have a lot of people playing doesn't mean that you're going to win. We're gambling too, and the players do win.
For NPR News, I'm Flo Rogers in Las Vegas.
12 grabs, come away triple.
This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.